No one knows it wasn't there. But when I got through diving, those clothes were scattered for 100 yards or further, but when I got through diving, we had everything. Them clothes sunk, yes. And the man, we
and you just
go down and find them. That's down on the bottom. And kept on. And then some of them drifted way down the river, but still, we found everything.
You dive under,
that's right. Just go to the bottom. Crawl around in there. You stay as long as you could, and that's gonna back up, you see.
Yes. But
we got them all before we left.
The places aren't as deep now, are they?
No, ain't Mid River's not. Now, it's a few deep holes back here on my place, but for some reason, it's not the gravel pits down below. I reckon that's the reason, but it's not like it used to be, no.
Because the Grover told me that they used to swim, and the place where they would go, you could stick your hand up and sit up, put your feet on the ground, and come into the bottom, and still not, you know, it'd be like 8 feet deep.
Oh, yeah, back here on my place, it's 20, 10 or 12 feet deep right now. But it doesn't seem like it's deep as it used to be. No.
Yeah. Well, what sort of games did y'all play when you...
Basketball at school. And then on Saturday, and we used to meet up on, you know, all the country boys and play baseball. Not every Saturday, but a lot of them. We'd have match games from different people around David Mississippi and Wilson and all. We had a very good baseball team, not too good, very good. That was what we played. But, as I said, where I read, everybody looked forward to fall year to hunt. That's black and white and all. And we were the biggest bunch of boys and had the most dogs, and in other words, we were the leader. That was the headquarters of the hunt. That I was. And for posted land, such as that, there wasn't no such thing as posted land. You went wherever you wanted to. And now, mine posted too. Everybody else is posted now. But that was no such thing as posted land those days.
Well, in a rifle you put...
A bullet in a rifle, but shell you...
In a pistol you put...
Bullet. But in a shotgun you put shell.
Yeah.
You know the difference between an automatic shotgun and a pump gun?
Yeah, but, oh, sure. But did you use cartridge for, you know?
For shotgun?
Yeah.
Shell.
Okay.
Well,
in a pistol, do you use cartridge?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I haven't got a pistol. I never had a foolish pistol.
You have?
Well, I did have one once. But
do you hunt birds here?
Yeah, but since these fires came in this country, it hadn't been any bird hard. But now they're, you know, the government is doing away with, they're killing the fire ants, and the birds are beginning to come back. I have a couple of covers here on the place now. We used to do it everywhere. If people come from Baton Rouge, we had friends out of Baton Rouge come up here.
Fire ants kill the birds?
We think that. You see, a bird, it's nature for them to wallow in dust. Well, you know, you've seen these little big fire ants beds, haven't you? Well, in dry weather, you go there, you'll see where birds been wallowing in that dust. Well, them ain't to kill you if you get out in water wallowing it long enough. A big bed of them, you know, them things, they bad. And we figure that those are the things that's done away with the birds.
Yeah.
But now they have been killing with airplanes, you know, been pouring, spraying with
fire. If you ask me, as far as I can tell, I think it's cotton poison that's killing. I mean, from what I hear about county agents, they say that cotton poison pretty much does away with a lot of the birds. See, I mean, they get peanut stuff in Georgia, too. I mean, they get in there and they eat all that peanut stuff.
They use pesticides in their gardens for insects?
Yeah.
For peanuts?
Yeah.
Well, then it's an insect for everything, and I'd wonder did it insect bother peanuts.
Well, the birds eat the insects, don't they?
Oh, sure.
And what do the insects eat?